Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good all the time. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you this day. We bless you. We know that indeed your word will be life to us in the name of Jesus. It is mixed with faith and it will profit our life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to John 14. I'm going to read 1 to 6. So let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Verse 5, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Today we're looking at the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said to the disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus is the truth about God. Jesus is the very life of God. He is the only one that can reveal the truth to us and give us life. You know, the Bible says in John 1, 4, say, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus is the truth about God, and Jesus is the very life. And let's look at the way. What is a way? Let's look at the dictionary definition of a way. What is a way? A way means a road, a track, or a path for traveling along. A road, a track, a path for traveling along. A course of travel or route taken in order to reach a place. A means of entry or exit from somewhere, or such as a door or gate. Say a course of travel or a route taken in order to reach a place. And Jesus is the way. And we look at, say, the way. You know, and the, if you check the channel, the is a definite article, which means there is no alternative. The, not a way. That's what Jesus said, the way. The only way, not a way, but the only way. That's what Jesus says, I am the way. No alternative to the Father. No alternative to the Father. The way, Jesus is the way. You know, man might have so many ways he has invented for himself to get to God in his own eyes. But to God, getting to him is only one way. The way, which is Jesus. The way, which is Jesus. You know, the Bible says in Colossians 1, 19 to 20, Bible said, please God, that in Christ Jesus, all the fullness should dwell, and by him, Jesus, to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, whether having made, Bible said, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Bible said, please God, that in Christ Jesus, all fullness should dwell, all fullness should dwell. And what? And to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven. That's why Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. To get to God or to get or to make heaven is only one way. And that way is Jesus. That way alone is Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way to the Father. You know, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sin. When men sin, or when man sin in the Garden of Eden, he lost the presence of God, and that created a hole in man. And man began to search for God, and man searched for God in different ways. Man, you know, some invented golden image. Man invented for himself various ways to reach God. Golden image. Some made other gods. They cried to hoping that this God will lead them to the ultimate. Some says, if I pray like this, I will get to God. But God has given us his own way, and that is Jesus Christ. Bible says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3:24. It is only in Christ Jesus we can be set free, we can be saved, we can be delivered. There is no other way. Now the Bible says, Acts 4:2 says, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name under heaven to be saved. No other way. Man may create different ways for himself, but to God, there is only one way. Only the way, Jesus Christ. He is the way to the Father. You know, I want to let you know that man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. You know, whether you spend 50, 20, 100 years, 200 years on this earth, one day you are going to leave this world. But where are you going to spend your eternity? Because your real self is not your body, but your spirit. Where are you going to spend your eternity? And there is only two roads that you can take. One, there is only two roads you can take. One is leading to eternal life, and the other one leading to eternal death. And everyone born in this life, we have to choose one of these roads. Everyone. You have to choose one of these roads. It doesn't matter how long you spend on this earth, you're still going to live. You have to choose one of these roads. The road that leads to eternal life and the road that leads to eternal death. The Bible says narrow is the way and wide is the way that leads to eternal death. The only way leading to eternal life is Jesus Christ. All the other road or ways that man are put for himself are leading to eternal death. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. If you are looking for a way, Jesus is the only way. There is not any other way anywhere. Amen. To get to the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus also says, I am the way, the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. Remember, we're looking at the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the only way to get to the Father, only way to eternal life. He says, I am the way, I am the truth. Jesus is the truth about God. You want to know the truth about God? You need to know Jesus. Let's look at what Jesus said in John 14:7-9. John 14:7-9. Let's read. It says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Why? Because Jesus is a truth about God. If you have seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. Jesus is a truth about God. You know, the Bible says in Colossians 1:15, say that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Jesus, what is the image of the invisible God? 2 Corinthians 4 says, Christ is the image of God. Christ is the image of God. And John 1:18 says, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. You can't know the God the Father except you know Jesus. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. And in Hebrews 1:1-3, Bible says, God who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. Say, as in these last days, spoken to us by his Son. In time past, God spoke to the prophets about his dealing with men and everything. But the Bible says, in these last days, He has what? Spoken to us by his son. By his son, Jesus Christ. Bible says, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the words. Through whom also what? He made the word. He made the word. Bible says, who being the brightness of his glory, talking about Jesus, and the express image of his person. Jesus is the express image of God the Father, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. Jesus is the truth about God. Is the truth about God. If you want to know about God the Father, look at Jesus. Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. Jesus is the express image of the person of God the Father. Amen. Jesus himself is the very word of God, the eternal, ultimate expression of God. Jesus is the eternal, ultimate expression of God. You know, John 1, you know, 1 to 3, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Bible says, he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. All things. Jesus is the express image of the person of God. It's the very word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no other way, no other truth about God except Jesus. Bible says all things were made through Jesus, and without him nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says in John 8:32, say, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And what is the truth? Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth we're talking about. You can say, you shall know Jesus, and Jesus will make you free. Jesus is the way, the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. And Jesus is also the life of God. Is the life of God. In him was life, and the life, hallelujah, was the light of man. This life we're talking about denotes not just only physical life, but also spiritual life, which one can receive or possess only through faith in Jesus Christ. Remember our text in John 14, 1 to 6, verse 6 said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only way to the Father. Is the only truth about God, and Jesus is the very life of God. Is the very life of God, the Zoe life. This life is the Zoe life that I'm talking about, is a present life of grace and a future life of glory. That means anyone that has Jesus has life of glory. Amen. Life of glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is a life. Amen. Jesus is a life. Amen. I want us to read, you know, John 11. If you have your Bible, open to John 11. When Lazarus was dead, and Jesus came to visit Mary and Martha. We're going to read from 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Lazarus was in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethlehem was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus is the life of God. Look at what Jesus said in verse 22. He said, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. I am what? The resurrection and the life. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Say, he who believes in me, though he may die, Ishalive Marco Sataya Mimbrokoro Shikede, and whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Amen. Jesus is the life of God. Jesus is, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Makasataya memboko sukutun mentekete jekasata. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Whatever thing that is dead in your life, I speak life into it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever things that looks dead in your life, I speak life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to look at a story, you know, of a girl that will restore back to life. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. You know, Mark 5. We're going to read from 21, you know, to 42. Say, now when Jesus had restored, and when Jesus has crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she might be healed, and she will live. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and trudged him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, as you are hearing about Jesus today, Makasutaya, she came behind him in the crowd and touched him. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Makasutaya. And the Bible said, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the cloud and said, who touched my clothes? But the disciples said to him, you see the multitude trudging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Amen. Jesus was going to Jairus' house. Makasataya letombrok. And this woman heard that Jesus was passing. And the Bible says, when she heard of Jesus, she heard about Jesus. Makasata, the life, the resurrection and the life. She was in pain. Blood was gushing out of her for 12 years. She has spent everything she had. And the Bible says, she said in her heart, if I can only touch this money, if you can only believe in Jesus, you'll be made whole. If you can only believe in him, you'll be made whole. Every sickness in your body, it will go, because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, just say, go in peace, daughter. Your faith has made you well. Let's continue our story. And the Bible says, why? He was still speaking. Some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. Today I'm speaking to someone, do not be afraid, only believe. Only believe. Jesus said, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Why? Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Say, do not be afraid, only believe. And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw the tumor and those who wept and wailing aloud. When he came in, he said to them, why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. But when he had put them all outside, he said to the father and the mother of the child, all those who and those who were with him and entered. He took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was laying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talita Kumi, which is translated, little girl, I said to you, arise, Makasataya. And the Bible says, immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. Marco Sataya. in the name of Jesus. Bible said immediately what? The girl arose that was pronounced dead. I don't know what seems dead in your life, in your business, in your career, in your family. Maybe your brain is dead today. Why? Because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. If you can only believe and come to him, you will. He will give you life. Amen. Amen. Bible said this woman, she heard about Jesus. And she believed. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The life to the Father. The life to the Father. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Amen. Today, I'm going to pray. We're going to pray today. If you have any sickness in your body, any death in your life, if you put your trust in Jesus, Jesus will give life to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, for we know that the Son of God has come and has given us what? An understanding that we may know who is truth. And we are in him who is true, his son Jesus. This is the truth and eternal life. Jesus is the truth and eternal life. Jesus is the truth and eternal life. Today, I want to give someone an opportunity today. If you know you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus wants to save you because he's the only way to the Father. Like I said earlier, everyone born in this world has two roads that leads to eternal, that leads to the Father. Just two roads that leads. Is either road leading to eternal life or leading to eternal death. And the only road that is leading to eternal life is Jesus Christ. This day, if you want to receive Jesus, you want to receive eternal life into your spirit. If you want to say, Jesus, come into my life, I'm going to give you an opportunity today. If you want to say, Jesus, come into my life, I'm tired of my sin. I'm tired of the way I've been living. I'm going to pray with you. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, just pray this for me. You know, the Bible said, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, if you can call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Just pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I believe you shed your work. You shed your blood for me. Jesus, come into my life. Wash me clean with your blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Today, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I'm now a child of God. Devil, lose your hold over my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to pray with you. If you just pray this prayer, Father, thank you for my brother, my sister that just said this sinner prayer. Lord, because you are the way, the only way to the Father, the truth, and the life, today I pray that you forgive them of their sins. Wash them clean with your blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Give them eternal life in the name of Jesus. Fill them with your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you just pray that prayer, see, you are now a covenant child of God. Nothing may happen in your body, but your spirit, man, if you pray sincerely, you are now a child of God. Jesus has come to live in you. The way, the truth, and the life has come to live with you. Just have faith in him all the days of your life. Spend time in his word. Spend time praying, and it will set your life free in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pray for you right now. If you have any sickness in your body, just lay your hands right now. Bible says he sent for this word and healed them and delivered them from that destruction. Father, in the name of Jesus, I send forth your word of healing upon everyone listening to me right now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that pain to go right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that pain in the leg, in the eyes. I rebuke it right now. I command your total healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, I set you free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that chest pain, I rebuke that devil out right now. In the name of Jesus, you that you are in bondage of alcohol, kasum, that and is ruling your life, he can rebuke the hand of the devil over your life. Be free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever situation you are in right now, trouble you are in right now, Jesus set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus set you free. Jesus deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, Makasataya, and be free by the power of the Most High God. Manto Sataya. Lord, we bless your name. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. At condition is set right now in the name of Jesus. At condition is set right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Cancer has been destroyed. That tumor has been destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, that tumor has been destroyed in your brain. In the name of Jesus Christ, in your nose, it's been destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is setting you free right now. The Son of the Living God is setting you free right now. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ. The resurrection and the life is giving life to your mortal body. It's giving life to your body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's giving life to your business. It's giving life to your career. In the name of Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the truth about God. Jesus is the very life of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We adore you for today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.